You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I have the extreme pleasure of welcoming two people into the studio, our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have with us Enrico Garzilli. Welcome back, Enrico.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be here.
We have a very exciting project that we're going to talk about, and Enrico has brought a friend along that most of you will know. Okay, I've given you time to guess. If you've been watching the newspapers, you've seen Enrico has a new musical out, and along with him, the author of the musical is the one and only Arlene Violet. Welcome, Arlene.
Good evening, Michael. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here in our studio. Arlene Violet is a household name. Here's something interesting that you may not know, Arlene. If you Google your name, now a lot of people, you can Google Enrico's name, you can Google my name, and you'll get information about us. But all you have to do for Arlene is type in A-R-L-E, and you get a whole page of just you.
Oh, my goodness. So, I didn't know that.
You don't even have to get the whole first name, never mind, because as many of you know, Arlene was the first female attorney general for a state in the United States back, it was a few years ago. So I was doing a little research, and I just found that fascinating, just four letters of her first name. See
that's,
that? You didn't even
terrific.
Have to go with the whole Arlene part when you ran your campaign. You
could have just true. Look at what I could have saved on advertising.
Well, at any rate, we're not here to talk about her political past, although for those of you that might be relatively new to the area, you should know that not only was she an attorney general, an attorney as such, and still an attorney, and she was a nun. Tell us a little bit about your just kind of start there.
Well, it was a wonderful experience for 23 years. I was a Sister of Mercy. Their charism was to respond to unmet needs. And as a nun, I also was an attorney, and I thought one of the unmet needs was to do something about organized crime that was really having a stronghold here in Rhode Island. There hadn't been a prosecution in 20 years. The Colombian drug cartel had moved up from Miami mm-hmm. into Central Falls, Rhode Island. There was a lot of public corruption, and victims had no rights. So I went to my religious superiors and said, well, maybe I should run for attorney general. It's an unmet need for us to respond to all these issues. The nuns agreed with me. Mm-hmm. I ran, but right before I got elected, the law had changed to leave it up to the local bishop. So then Bishop Louis Gelinau was the bishop who said, well, you'll have to leave if you want to continue as attorney general. And for me, it was a choice between the reality of the commitment of being a Sister of Mercy, which is actually respond to the unmet need, or I could have kept the title and then walked away from the reality of the commitment. So I felt in a way it was a very nun-like choice I made mm-hmm. to stay on as Attorney General.
Excellent, excellent. And that lasted for a few years and made a lot of difference within the state. And now the reason that you're here today is because of this new musical called The Family. And Enrico, do you want to let you give us a little bit of background, how this all happened? Now, Enrico is one of those personalities in our state that's kind of like a silent treasure. Yeah, a lot of people have tremendous respect for him, although He's not very loud and noisy and doesn't create bang any pots and pans or anything, but you have some tremendous musical background. Two events particularly that Rhode Islanders really remember, Rage of the Heart and the Michelangelo presentation. But how did you get involved with Arlene?
Well, Arlene interviewed me for her radio program when we were doing Rage of the Heart first, and then again for Michelangelo. And after Michelangelo, we were having a little bite to eat together with some friends, and everyone was asking, well, what are you going to do next after Michelangelo? So we thought, well, perhaps we could do something together. And what it turned out to be is The Family. Arlene wrote a beautiful book. There is no one that I can think of that could have written a better book on the mob than Arlene. She had all the information at her fingertips, and if I were to write that book, I would have had to go to Arlene for the information.
Right, it would have been a consultant anyway, right?
Right, so here she is writing a terrific book for it.
All right, in order to get some of the music in from this presentation, we're going to let a little secret out of school here. We are pre-taping this, and we are doing it about a week or so before the show actually opens. So we'll tell our audience that's listening at home that that's the case, so that this show is going to air. By the time it airs, you already have a week or so under your belt, but this is before it. So the music that we're going to get to listen to today is actual rehearsal music, is that correct? Is that where this comes from?
Actually, this is a demo recording. It was a recording made to play for people to kind of illustrate what it was going to be like.
All right, to essentially sell the program.
Sell the program,
okay,
exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's listen to a piece, and then we'll come back and get a lot more information, but let's get a piece of music in. Track number two is the first one that you have us listening to, and that's about what?
It's called Responsibilities, and it's the Godfather singing about all of the things that he has to do and all of the people that come to see him, and Rene de la Garza sings this particular piece here.
Talk about this musical, while it's fiction, it's authentic, mm-hmm. and there's absolutely no question that the Godfathers in all the neighborhoods that were mob enclaves performed many, many functions, mm-hmm. a lot of which was to take care of the neighborhood as well. So that's the inspiration for Responsibilities.
All right. We'll listen to Rene de la Garza sing. Here goes Rene now.
Responsibilities, responsibilities, when will they ever end? Responsibilities, responsibilities, everyone says they're my friend. There's a nice Almontino with his hand always out, and the woman with a husband who's been nursing the gout. Responsibilities, responsibilities, when will they ever end? Responsibilities, responsibilities, everyone says they're my friend. There's a mother with her ill son asking me to get him some stool, and a cop who's always calling, begging a favor or two. Pleading always misery, Godfather, please do this for me. What they want it instantly. They want it with no strings attached and free. Fumadas don't come free, fumadas don't come free. So expensive, you see. The fiddler must be paid, the fiddler must be paid. I do not believe in free trade. Godfather and fiddler both mean music to me. What I promise and I give, nothing I do is for free. But of all the things that worry me is how the family can ever last, when I have a son who doesn't care and thinks that our best days are in the past. Show him, how can I make him understand? He's living in a fairyland, he's got his head in the sand. How can I teach? him? How can I show him he's wrong? How can I convince him to belong? All that he lives for is a song. Sometimes afraid when money is delayed, but nothing can make me afraid. Responsibilities, responsibilities, responsibilities. I always win in the end.
Well, incredible music, and the next time I see Renee, I'll have to call him Godfather, I guess. Now, well, there is a relationship between the Godfather and the son, as you mentioned?
Yes, in the lyrics, of course, the Godfather sings of how disappointed he is that, in effect, the son doesn't want to take over the family business, and all he lives for is a song, and that's because the Godfather's son wants to do opera. Uh-huh. And we have a wonderful young man that plays the Godfather's son that has an incredibly beautiful voice.
Oh, we can tell everybody what his name is, if you'd like.
Colin Ears is the person who plays that part on the demo that Enrico gave you. Mm-hmm. The wonderful Michael DiMucci sings Quest, okay, which the people will be hearing a little bit later.
All right. So now this is going to all take place at Trinity. And tell us about that relationship, how that came to be.
Well, Trinity Rep in the past has allowed outside groups to come in and use their place. And because practically everybody associated with this production is from Rhode Island, we thought it would be good to bring in the family, a musical about the mob there. So we will be there June 2 to July 1, upstairs office. Tickets are on sale as we speak, and there are ways to get discounts. A couple of our sponsors, for example, is the Washington Trust. Okay. So if you use the code WASH, W-A-S-H, for Washington Trust, either say it or type it in, you'll get a discount on the tickets.
Well, that's great.
WPRI, Channel 12, is also a sponsor. So WPRI gets you the discounts, etc.
All right, so Washington Trust, a good sponsor of our radio station here at Classical 95.9. And what you can do is go to trinityrep.com, and that will get you to the website. And then, of course, just look it up and use that code that Arlene was talking about. And if you'd like to call the box office, you can do that by dialing 401-351-4242. We'll give you that information again later on in the show. But Enrico, back to the music now, and tell us about this next track, number 8, that you have for us.
Right. It's entitled Quest, and without giving too much of the story away, the young man who sings this, who wants to be an opera singer, has discovered that his father has had killed his partner.
Hmm.
And he is just absolutely, totally confused, conflicted, and this is the reason he sings this, trying to map out some journey for himself after the news that he's discovered.
We'll listen to Quest.
In every sunset, with worry so unkind, I seek out the path I must find. Now in the shadows, I wait for the sunlight. In darkness, I pray for new sight. Here where all hope ends, here where all loves end, here I search out to guide me. From deepest terror
Safe to say that this is based on real life from your experiences when you were Attorney General and all your life as a 15 years, I believe, you had a talk show and were politically involved in the state also, right?
Yes, close to 20 years as a talk show host, but I was in the Attorney General's office in the mid-70s under Attorney General Julius Michelson, and then in the mid-80s as Attorney General. And I did have to speak sometimes to mobsters, including those that wanted into a witness protection program. So it's based on the experiences that I've had in both those two stints in the AG's office. And of course, I was proud to write the book, The Mob and Me. The me was John Ponington, who started the Federal Witness Protection Program. Mm-hmm. So The Family, a musical about the mob, is a composite of the characters that we interacted with on a pretty regular basis.
Now, the book, The Mob and Me, is still available.
Yes, Simon & Schuster published it in September, and paperback is coming out as we speak.
Great, great. So a lot of things going on here in the life of Arlene Violet, which is great news. As I mentioned earlier, a Rhode Island treasure is Enrico, and also Arlene, who is you know, it's amazing when you talk to people, you don't even have to, as Charlie Hall says, all you got to do is say, Arlene, and everybody knows who you're talking about. And
same for Enrico,
right,
too.
The only thing is he's not from Cranston. Anyway, it's great to have you both here. Enrico, back to the storyline. Again, you mentioned you don't want to give too much away of the event because we want everyone to go to Trinity Rep and see The Family. It's a musical about the mob, and sometimes people think the word musical means very light comedy, and that's not the case here, right?
Right. It's actually a musical drama, although there are comic elements to it, and the music comes in at the point where speaking reaches its emotional level and drama. So this really is a musical drama rather than a musical comedy.
Yeah, Michael, as you know, in the traditional sense of a musical, you just have to sing it,
right,
as Enrico points out. So in Oklahoma, for example, Curly doesn't sing "What a Beautiful Morning." He sings "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning."
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
in our mm-hmm. musical, we've tried to do this in that classic sense of a musical where the only way you can express the emotion of the scene is through the music.
Sure. All right. Let's listen to this next piece, which is track one. And what is that describing?
Track one actually is a scene in PPAC where the son is singing opera and his father is on the phone talking to the Chicago boss, and the son is singing opera, and his father remarks that he's trying to get it out of his system and he'll come to reality. But this is it's actually in the musical, it's called Omaggio a Puccini.
Omaggio a Puccini,
which is, you know, An Idol of the Sun.
All right. We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Arlene and Enrico about the family.
At last, there's a window to the light. There's a passage to new sight we must choose.
For now, what was hidden will be known. What was missing will be shown. We can't lose.
For now, what was secret will not last as long as we hold fast to the truth. Mountains, as long as courage and truth prevail, we can move mountains. We'll prove it once more, and we will not fail. We must succeed, we have what we need. Help's always near to us. There's nothing to fear, follow our lead. We can move. We have planted firm our flag, but can never boast or brag. We must never lose our will.
For we have so much left to do, so much that still awaits without fear.
New light for
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are pleased to be sitting with Enrico Garzilli and Arlene Violet as they tell us about the new production, The Family, playing at Trinity Rep. And we're going to sidestep just a moment here and focus on Enrico for a moment, because he has a couple of other major productions that he's been involved with, and we'd like to remind you about that, although we've had Enrico on the show several times before and talked about these things. But number one, I guess my first experience with you was with Rage of the Heart, and that played at Veterans Memorial Auditorium, as I recall.
Exactly.
And other places around the world. Tell us a little bit about that before we listen to a piece of that music.
Rage of the Heart was performed, as you mentioned, Mike, at Veterans with Brad Logan as the lead, singing the part of Peter Abelard. And it's a true story. It's based on a very famous man of the age, 12th century Peter Abelard, who was very, very far ahead of his time. And his love, the love story between between him and Eloise.
Okay. And we're going to listen to a track called...
Miserere. Miserere.
All right, we'll listen to that and then come back after that. Music from Rage of the Heart, and my wife always says, as a woman who was born and raised in Manhattan, that every time we are in Rhode Island, we find somebody that we know, Everybody bumps. Everybody knows everybody. And I've come to explain to her, it's not just Rhode Island. The whole world is like that. And you just told me a story off air about the young lady singing this part. And there's kind of a little bit of a connection there, too, right? What is her background?
Exactly. Her name is Kiera Donahue, and she came from Sydney, Australia, to make this recording. And she's the niece of Mel Gibson. Her mother is the sister of Mel Gibson. She's a remarkable voice. She's able to sing, as you can hear from the recording, as a boy soprano without hardly any vibrato whatsoever. Right. And then for the very emotional moments in that recording, she sings with a great feeling and depth of expression.
And a small world, too, in that she the mother was a nun also? Was that?
And the mother was a nun, right, exactly.
In the same
Order Sisters of Mercy, but she had left now
right.
before
right.
she became a mother.
Right. But what a coincidence. I mean, it's not something you hear every day. All right. Enrico has, many, many things we could talk about. This is not a show about just Enrico, though, so we want to get back to the family. But we have one more musical we cannot bypass, and that is Michelangelo. Tell us about that.
Michelangelo was performed at PPAC in 2007, and it looks like there's a future for it. A German producer named Fritz Kuritz is working on a production of it in Dresden, Germany, and he wants to build the theater in Dresden around the set. And Dresden, which I think most people know, was totally demolished in the Second World War. So it's a new city. Mm-hmm. And it's all the other name for Dresden is Florence on the Elbe. So it's a very fitting place for Michelangelo. And he's talking to two of the best singers in the world sing the parts of Michelangelo and Savonarola. In the meantime, there's a performing arts school in L.A., like Fame, that also wants to do Michelangelo. So it looks like
you'll be on two sides of the world, possibly at the same time. All right, we'll listen to this, then take a short break, and then we'll be back with more of Arlene Violet and the family.
Fight, but in your Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, sitting with Enrico Garzilli and Arlene Violet, talking about the new production, The Family, a musical about the mob, which is running now through July 1st at Trinity Rep. It was written by Arlene, and Enrico was the composer and lyricist. And you probably also wrote the words, too, right? Arlene, we were talking during the commercial break about the fact that the music that we listened to in the first segment about the family was performed by people other than your current cast.
Yes, what people are listening to is really a demo that we used in order to raise money for the actual production at Trinity Rep that's going on right now. So the voices are different when they come to see the family at Trinity Rep.
And the other thing that we talked about off air was the fact that you have live music as far as instrumental music being played. And that's performed by a Rhode Island, basically Rhode Island orchestra, right?
Yes, wonderful musicians. They're not an orchestra by themselves.
Put together for this.
But they're put together exactly for this, right? Mm-hmm.
And many of the seven are from South County.
From South County,
well,
yes,
okay,
exactly.
So right here in our listening area, that's great. And the theater itself is... a perfect spot for this. If you would like to get tickets, you can go to trinityrep.com and check that out. And as Arlene mentioned in the first segment, you can get a discount by putting in a certain code. For example, Washington Trust, you just put in the word WASH and you'll get a discount on your tickets. And you can call 401-351-4242 to get tickets. This is one of those must-see things in Rhode Island, something you need to do before the summer gets too far along, and a great thing. It'd be a great thing for Father's Day.
Absolutely.
So all kinds of opportunities. Father's Day is going to be next Sunday, so there's an opportunity to take them out, and it's what better thing to do than bring the family to the family.
Well, you know, the family has a lot of universal themes. I mean, what father out there does not at least sometimes have a son who doesn't really want to follow in the family business?
Right.
That's one of the conflicts of Don Bacco, our godfather, because his son doesn't want to follow in the business. We have a situation in here where a wife finds out that her husband really is a hitman, and it's not the person she thought she married, and she has an 8-year-old, and now she feels trapped in the relationship, and she can't get out because they have to go into witness protection in order to protect him. And that's sort of a universal theme, that sometimes men, as well as women, find out the person they thought they were married to isn't quite the person that they thought. Right. And of course, in this musical, the man who does go into witness protection has his own family problems. So the idea of the family is really these three different families that then end up having a clash and collide with each other in the climax of this musical.
All right. What's the next piece we're going to listen to, Enrico? Number six there on our chart.
Yes. Number six is entitled "A Real Saint Is What He Is." And Aline has an interesting
That. In this musical, we try to show that sometimes good guys are bad and bad guys are good. And in this musical, the man who actually sings the song that we're going to hear a little bit later is that character that's the organized crime guy that we talked about. But in this song, the saint, this is the woman in the neighborhood, in all the mob neighborhoods, who always thought that the Don did a lot of good things for her. And they really do believe that the Godfather was a saint. So we have a scene where the Don does an extraordinarily nice gesture for this woman, and she launches into the song.
And after the woman begins singing this, the wise guys make fun of her in the song. And then she comes back and insists that he's a real gentleman. So that there's this conflict between the wise guys and the woman who really thinks he is a saint.
All right, here we go.
A real saint is what he is. A real holy man is he. A prince, a savior in disguise. His words are always true and wise. A messenger of love and peace. A prophet and a man.
Talked a lot about the performance and the music and everything that they're going to hear. We haven't spoken much about what they're going to see as far as the sets and the lighting design and so forth. Tell us about that.
We have wonderful designers. The gentleman who has done the set design was a protege of Eugene Lee, Tony Award winner. The set actually takes place on Federal Hill. When the audience comes in, they see Dean Street intersecting Broadway and the famous Atwells Avenue. We have the pine nut on the arch there.
Right,
Raymond Patriarca's office was Coin-O-Matic.
Right.
So anytime there's a scene that involves the Godfather in this, Coin-O-Matic lights up, and then whoosh, the lights come down into the actual office, which is quote-unquote the mob office. The clothing designer, it takes place in the 70s, 100% authentic. relative to what people wore back then, particularly the wise guy. So, and the lighting designer.
The routine,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
The lighting designer has won 7 NEAT awards for lighting design and just has done a terrific job. Sound design, just absolutely an incredible gentleman from Trinity Rep that's doing the sound design. So it's a full experience of any musical you would see on Broadway, except Enrico's music is better than all of that.
I'll agree with that. So we have the great ones that have come to Rhode Island to put this all together, almost like a very special project, other than just the run-of-the-mill, okay, I've got to go to work tomorrow. We're doing something special. Arlene's involved. Let's help out with this. Enrico's involved. I'll jump in, and that's great. You brings a lot of local talent and some of the best artists.
Right. We do have our music director from New York City, but he's a vocal coach for Bette Midler. He taught her 2 piano numbers for her Las Vegas show. Mm-hmm. And he has accompanied Placido Domingo, Cheetah Rivera, Tommy Toon, Betty Buckley, the First Lady of Broadway. So we also have a consultant on this, Kim Morgan, who's done many years of Broadway. Peter Sampieri directed Mike Nichols' off-Broadway production, and he directs ours as well. Angelica Vesella from Rhode Island College, dance professor, is the choreographer. So we have an incredible support system and team putting on this musical.
Now, too bad this wasn't television, Enrico, right? Because they should see, not only is Arlene excited about this, but her hands are going all over the place.
It's wonderful.
And because it is something great to be excited about.
Exactly. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be wonderful. I encourage all of our listening audience to get out to Trinity Rep. It's running now through July 1st. And box office is trinityrep.com or call 401-351-4242. And Arlene kind of introduced this last song that we're going to listen to just a moment ago. I'll ask you to recap that. But before you do, I want to thank you very much for coming in to Conducting Conversations. It's been great to have you.
Thank you. This is the demo record, but this is the hitman who in real life killed 27 people, but he loves his daughter. And in this scene, he has clipped a strand of pearls from a jewelry joint, in his language, and he's giving it to the daughter, and this is what he sings to her.
All right. Enrico, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really enjoyed it.
And I'm sure we'll see you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Here we go. And remember, the name is The Family, now at Trinity Rep.
Hey, Emily, look what Daddy bought for you.
Cool pearls.
Here, let me help you.
Thank you, Daddy. They're beautiful.
But you're even more beautiful.
You're my lady of pearls. You're my model of style. You cause the whole world to bow down and smile. You're my lady of pearls. Your charm is so clear. Of all the sky is dark, you bring new light to my life. When I feel lost, your sweet voice sends great strife. You're my lady of pearls, you're my dearest best friend. You are charming and smart, your gifts never end. And on we'll dance, we'll always sing out our song. On and on you'll fly with me and always be strong.
Coolest best friend, your gifts never end.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.